But joining us now, the voice of the North Carolina Tar Heels, Mr. Jones Angel. Jones, welcome into the golf shop.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, guys. Hey, there's nothing wrong with Billy Joel now. Don't be ashamed that you're going to that concert tonight. If everybody else is going to be at the football game, you'll probably get some good seats, man. No problem.
Yeah, but you know what the big problem is? I am a Clemson grad.
That's okay. We're allowed to talk. It's not like that we're off limits just because you went to Clemson. That's okay. Not everybody's perfect, brother. It's okay.
The problem is I'm a Clemson grad, and I'm going to the Billy Joel concert. I bought the tickets back in March and did not make the connection of the date. So there's my problem.
Yeah, well, that's just lack of foresight there. Yeah, you got to be smarter than that. I do agree with you on that one.
Cut him a break, Jones. Everybody needs a safety school.
Yeah, for me, those were NC State and Florida State. Sorry.
Well, regardless, I appreciate you guys having me on, man. Looking forward to tonight. Should be a fun game.
All right, so
these teams have had tremendous season, so really looking forward to seeing what happens.
Yeah, are we going to see much defense in this game?
Well, I think the biggest issue from Carolina's perspective is that Clemson's defense is really good, too. Now, I know both these teams have put up a lot of points, you know, all season long. They're the highest two scoring teams in the ACC. They're both in the top 25 nationally in scoring. But Clemson's defense is legit, too. I mean, this is a defense that's only allowing, I think it's 288 yards per game. They get in the backfield a ton. I know that Carolina's coaching staff has been particularly impressed with Clemson's secondary. They just really feel like that defensive backfield for the Tigers is really talented, really athletic, really hard to throw the ball against. They've been not that they aren't impressed with the other parts, but they've just been particularly impressed with that secondary for the Tigers. So, yeah, I think the biggest challenge for Carolina is they do need to score points because Clemson's going to. So you have to be able to put some points on the board. You can't have empty possessions where you turn it over. You can't have quick three and outs. You're just not going to be able, I think, to keep your head above water scoring-wise if you have too many of those type of possessions in this game. So, and Carolina's defense has been night and day from a year ago, and it'll have some success at times tonight too, but I don't think this is going to be a 14-10 or 17-14 kind of game.
No, I mean, I think the line on it is, the over is, 67.5?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's expecting a defensive tussle, and we're going to have great weather for football. You know, I'm thinking this is a 40-38 type of game and maybe comes down to who has the ball last.
Well, certainly the way these two teams have played would suggest that. And, you know, Carolina, in the last couple of weeks, the Tar Heels put 66 points and 704 yards up against Duke. They had 59 points against Miami. Last week they had 35 points and 300 yards in the first quarter against NC State. And none of those teams are bad defensive teams. In fact, Clemson's the seventh defense that Carolina's faced this year that's ranked in the top 25 nationally. So Carolina has seen good defensive teams this year and been able to move the ball and put up points. And we certainly know what Clemson can do, too, with Deshaun Watson and that explosive offense. So if history is our guide, it probably will be a 30-40-point game somewhere in there as far as where the scores are when this thing is done.
Yeah, you know, it's always interesting when you look at some of those defensive numbers. I know when Clemson played Boston College, their defense was really high, and, you know, Wake Forest had a high defense, and it just seems like as the season goes on, those numbers get skewed a little bit when they actually start playing some real teams. But when you talk about the Tar Heels, what are they going to have to do really well tonight in order to maintain that ability to score points that Clemson seems to have? And on the flip side, what do you think that Clemson might have to do in order to, you know, keep up with North Carolina? I mean, what are we going to look at from the offensive side of the ball? Is it running the ball? Is it throwing the ball? Or is it just not creating the turnovers that both these teams have had a little problem with here late?
Yeah, you're right about the turnovers. That has been big here recently, and it had not been a problem really for either team until these last couple of games. You know, Carolina's turned it over six times in the last two games, including five fumbles. The Tar Heels had only lost two fumbles all year. That had been the fewest in the country before the Virginia Tech game 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, Clemson's turned it over 10 times in the last 3 weeks. So, I mean, that's a lot of turnovers, particularly for teams that are still winning and winning against decent competition like these two teams have in recent weeks. You know, to me, at least from the Carolina perspective, running the football is going to be so important. I think that's what has taken this offense, which has always been pretty good under Larry Fedora. I mean, he's always been able to put an offense out there that can move the football. But the balance that Carolina's been able to achieve offensively this year is what has taken that offense from pretty good to really good. And you saw it last week against State. I mean, Carolina rushed for, I think it was 374 yards against the Wolfpack. Elijah Hood had 220. T.J. Logan had 100. Marquise Williams had over 50 yards rushing at the QB spot, too. So if they can, and those kind of numbers aren't going to happen every week, but if you happen to get that kind of balance, I do think that's where you can really continue to have success. And I think for Carolina defensively, how do they try and slow down Clemson's offense, or what does Clemson need to do? You know, I know both these teams like to live with the explosive play in the pass game. Carolina would love to try and minimize that. From Clemson's perspective. And also, if you can somehow contain Deshaun Watson's running ability, that would help tremendously. It's hard to do. It's much easier for you and me to talk about here in the morning than it will be to do tonight. But I do think that would be a big benefit for the Heels as well. And here's the interesting thing. I think Carolina's had the best practice as far as trying to slow Deshaun Watson down that you can possibly have just by going against Marquise Williams. Because I think these two guys, two quarterbacks, are very similar in their game. Their numbers are pretty similar on the year. Neither one has thrown a bunch of interceptions. Both of them can run both as design runs or when the play breaks down. So they are very similar quarterbacks as far as their skill set and how they play. And hopefully that will benefit Carolina's defense coming up this evening.
Well, we're talking to Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels. And as you've traveled with this team through the season, a season where, let's be honest, after the South Carolina game, the last time they played here and lost in Bank of America Stadium, Tar Heels were left for dead. And you know, a lot of criticism about a weak schedule. Where do you see that this team sort of gained its growth? Is it that Georgia Tech comeback from 21 down? Where did this team gain its confidence after that South Carolina game that put them in a position to be where they are tonight?
You know, I think there are a couple key marks, but I'll just pick two. And one is in the locker room right after that South Carolina game, because that was certainly a disappointing game for Carolina. The Tar Heels had controlled that game, really was the better team on the field that night, I think, and didn't win because of three turnovers inside the 25-yard line. And you just can't do that against any team and have a real good chance to win, especially a solid team like South Carolina. Now, of course, I know the Gamecocks did not have a good year moving forward, but at that point in time, they were completely healthy and still had their head coach, which were two things they lost as the year went along. So I do think in the locker room after that game, you know, that is when some of the senior leadership on this Tar Heel team said, you know what, this season isn't going to be like this. This game isn't going to define our year, and this is not going to be the norm. We can still achieve our goals, and which were to win the ACC Coastal Division Championship and qualify for this game tonight, and then also win the state championship by beating all the other in-state teams that they played, which they were able to do. So I think that moment was particularly important. And it's funny because all year long, as Carolina's had this really good year, every single question, every single discussion, it's kind of that South Carolina game's been hanging over it. It's going, oh, yeah, Tar Heels have won 11 in a row, the best ever in school history, but they had that one loss. Well, yeah, they did have that one loss, but I'm not sure they win 11 in a row unless they lose that first game, because I do think it gave them that adversity right at the beginning that they were able to bond together, overcome, and really say, hey, look, this is going to be different. And then I think the next key point is the one you mentioned, Georgia Tech. You know, that's been a team and a place in Atlanta that's been really difficult for the Tar Heels here in recent years. They were down 21-0. And I tell you guys, I mean, the first 25 minutes of that game, it was one of the most one-sided games I've ever seen. I mean, Georgia Tech was just doing whatever it wanted with that triple option offense. Carolina's offense was really hindered with penalties and just sloppy play, which is something that's been pretty unusual for them this year. And then right before the half, Carolina was able to score twice in the last, it was 90 seconds, I believe, or 2 minutes. And in that last 2 minutes, to get back within a touchdown going to the second half, it just totally changed everything. And then Carolina came out and ended up winning the game. It was the biggest comeback in Carolina school history. And I think the guys really received a ton of confidence, and just that was the one that seemed to propel this season in a different direction.
All right, so about 11:30, getting close to midnight tonight, the team that wins this game is going to be the team that does what?
that doesn't turn it over. And I know I've said that a bunch, but you cannot against either one of these teams. You can't turn the ball over because the offenses are too good. And so you just cannot afford to give up a possession where you have no chance to score or to give the other team a possession in which it doesn't have to work to score. And I do think that's important. That's something the Tar Heel defense really wants to do is make Clemson work for its scores. Don't just let them have a guy run free and throw a 70-yard bomb and get a quick touchdown. Don't give them a really short field and let them not have to do much to get into the end zone or get an easy 3 points. And so I do think those turnovers tonight, I know that's the most cliche football answer of all time, but I do think that those will play an extraordinarily important role in the ballgame tonight.
Well, Jones, make the argument that if Carolina wins this thing, they deserve to be in the party, the Final Four.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if Carolina wins this, the Tar Heels would have won 12 in a row. Depending on what happens in this hypothetical, depending on what happens with Iowa, that would be either the longest or the second longest winning streak in the country. Carolina's only other loss would have come 3 months ago against a Power 5 non-conference opponent. Now, as we mentioned earlier, certainly South Carolina has not had a terrific year, but when Carolina played them in the first game of the season, they didn't lose that game 2 weeks ago. They lost it in the first game of the season. South Carolina was fully healthy and still had Steve Spurrier as their head coach. If Carolina wins the game tonight, they will have been an undefeated division champion in the ACC. They will have been an undefeated conference champion in the ACC. And if they win tonight, and this is the most important part, if they win tonight, they will own the single best win in college football this season because they will have beaten the number one and undefeated Clemson Tigers. And Clemson is not undefeated by accident. Clemson is not number one in the country because they got some fluke win, picked up a blocked punt and ran it in for a touchdown 2 weeks ago, something like that. This is the team that's been number one in the country for the last 8 to 10 weeks. So if Carolina wins this game, it will have won 12 in a row. It will have not lost since September the 3rd. It will be a division and a conference champion. It will have the best win in college football. And if that team can't get into the college football playoff, then we need to invite more teams or figure out how in the heck we're inviting these four in the first place.
That is a strong, lucid argument. I like it. I think I'm on your side on that one. Now, I'm going to ask you to put on your other hat because you also cover the Hoops team. Very quickly, Sunday night, I didn't go to Clemson. I didn't go to Carolina, but I went to Davidson. Tell me why Davidson has a chance to beat Carolina on Sunday.
Well, the number one reason is they're extraordinarily well coached. I mean, Bob McKillop has proven that in his tenure in Davidson, that he is a heck of a basketball coach. And, you know, these two teams have played extraordinarily competitive games the last couple of seasons when they have met. And so Davidson is not afraid of Carolina in any way. Davidson will not be overcome by playing in the Smith Center. Davidson can shoot the ball from the outside. They have a terrific player in Jack Gibbs at the guard spot who is averaging 26 points a game right now. So you know he can put the ball in the hoop. And it's a team that is going to be ready to play and is going to play really hard. And here's the other part of it. Carolina did not practice this week, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday because of exams. So they're only going to practice once, and that's today, leading up into that game. And so the Tar Heels are going to need to make sure that they are as ready to go, that they don't have any kind of hangover after Tuesday's spectacular win against Maryland, and that they understand that they're going to have a team who's undefeated, who put up 109 points on the board last time they played, and who is fully capable of winning that game. They need to understand that they're the team that's in the Smith Center facing them that night.
Well, Jones, man, we appreciate you hopping on with us this morning. Good luck on the call tonight, and I'll be watching on my phone from the Billy Joel concert.
I was about to say, man, appreciate it, and enjoy, see if maybe Billy Joel can go like River of Dreams or something. Maybe that'll make you feel better tonight.
There you go. All right, man, thanks a lot.
See you guys.